Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so Mason's kind of already weighed in on this.
Sup, Hoss?
How did we get? Oh, Taylor asked during one of our segments if I would ever participate in cosplay.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what that is?
I'm like, you dress up as somebody else.
You dress
right?
up as a character from
a kind of like Halloweenish kind of thing.
Right. Halloween for adults to go and.
We have it here like
Comic-Con.
Anime
Comic Con.
Yeah, Comic Con.
Yeah, we're talking about that, yeah.
So people are kind of throwing out things that Selena and I could dress as. And the thing that we landed on the most was Hoss and Little Joe from Bonanza.
Okay.
And Hoss is on the money.
He comes out much better than this because Michael Landon is like famously handsome, right?
Right.
Like, but Hoss is.
But that is
not
you, kind of. He's kind of a
baby Hoss.
Kind of baby Huey type character.
She already called me Lenny from Mice and Men.
Well, he's in the Hoss.
You're
category.
A big guy. I can see somebody calling you Hoss.
Hoss got tricked a lot on that show. Lenny of Mice and Men was a very specific character.
It does look like them. Like Travis and Slee right there.
Absolutely Travis and Slee.
We also got Sully and Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. I feel better.
Oh, okay.
That feels a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because at least Slee, you don't come out as like a matinee idol in that situation.
Well, he's got hair, so I mean, right out the gate.
But he's got a hat. I'm pull it off.
I'm going to take it.
So if you're doing cosplay, can it be anybody?
Yeah, kind of.
So you would be David Schwimmer from Friends.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, maybe now with your silver hair.
You have to dye your hair.
What's the cause with David Schwimmer?
David Schwimmer's kind of mopey. I don't get a mopey vibe.
He's the worst friend. Why are you making me the worst friend? He was the worst friend by far, wasn't he?
I don't think so.
Who was the worst friend?
No, it's Schwimmer.
Well,
it is Schwimmer. Schwimmer was easily the worst.
Yeah. He's the mopey. He's the downer.
He is. Yeah. He's a downer.
Yeah.
Mine would be. Did you guys ever watch Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Okay. Pull up a picture of Will Arnett.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
We have the same look. We have the same eye color. The same hairline. So I would be Job.
You.
Oh yeah.
And by the way,
that's good.
But does that make you Batman though? Because he also voices Batman.
Yeah, I don't think I could pull that off.
He's funny as hell.
Ironically, that whole series Arrested Development was set in Newport Beach.
I know. Banana stand. There's the Balboa banana stand.
Yeah, Jason Bateman always got roped into working at the banana stand.
Michael Cera later in life. You got a little Michael Cera vibe.
Yeah, he's on that show too.
Yeah.
Michael Cera's a little kind of wimpier than John.
But they have a similar look. John's older than Michael Cera.
But if you pull up Will Arnett, Slee, like Slee just pulled up a picture of Will Arnett. That's like, who would play me in a...
You think you're that good looking?
No, he's not. You haven't seen Arrested Development.
I have.
He's just a goof.
No, I know the character,
like,
but...
no one thinks he's handsome.
Will Arnett is empirically handsome, yes?
I've never heard anyone call Will Arnett handsome.
Really?
I mean,
am I wrong?
No. Yeah, you're wrong.
You think you could be Will Arnett.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Hoss.
Well, Hoss gets tricked a lot.
Yeah.
We did yesterday what athlete you
in
looked
the, show.
The most like.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
In
see,
the show.
That's on the money.
I okay, think that's what, better. John, you're describing
that's on the money.
Yeah.
That
who
more
did you
on the
land
show.
On for athlete?
Well, the weirdest, it's the most random, weird thing. Mark Bulger, former Rams quarterback.
Mine is more random than his.
Yes. Rams quarterback,
yes.
Mark Bulger. It is so weird.
That's yeah, you, we pulled up a picture of him. Looks like mine is Jeff George. You remember Jeff George, the old Indianapolis Colts quarterback?
Everybody's quarterback at one point or another.
Yeah, he bounced around
a lot.
I mean,
he was another one of those number one overall picks that never panned out.
This
you know?
Is kind of Hossy again, the one that I would get occasionally. And just facially a little bit was Roger Clemens.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
A little bit of dough in the face.
Yeah.
By the way, Roger Clemens filled in on ESPN recently, and he was great.
Was he really?
Yeah, I was surprised they let him do it because he's kind of a...
D-bag.
Yeah, well, and he's kind of persona non grata. But he was... on opening day, the Astros were on ESPN. Carl Ravitcher's doing the game with... who's the guy that normally does? He played in the big leagues, was a first baseman.
Edgar Martinez.
Eduardo Perez.
Eduardo Perez.
And those two were doing it, and they had Clemens sit in with them, and he was great. He was,
really?
Like, really good on the air.
So in 1997, I was doing the All-Star game for CBS Radio, and It was my job. And by the way, the play-by-play guy was Vin Scully. And I was doing
what
the,
was your role? You pre-post?
I was doing the interviews during the game.
Because in an all-star game, you can go in the dugout.
When guys came off the field. So, I, you know, no matter who came off the field when they left the game, I got to interview him. And this was when Clemens was having his first year in Toronto. And remember how good he was in Toronto?
Yeah.
And his next game was going to be back at Fenway Park.
Okay.
So, I do the interview. He leaves the game. He was the starter, leaves the game. And I said, BS, how is the game? Etc. How do you feel going back to Fenway Park to pitch for the first time? And he said, why would you ask me that question? Why would you ask me a question like that? And the door slammed. And
I said, were you in the clubhouse or the dugout?
I was in the sort of an interview room behind the dugout.
Okay.
And so I said, because I had to throw it back to Vin, I said, well, Vin, I guess Roger didn't like the question. And Vin said, well, I thought it was a magnificent question.
That's awesome.
Good for Vin.
That's awesome.
By the way, that would be my ringtone. I would find that and make it my ringtone.
The answer is because that's the question that everybody wants
to know. Exactly. That's what people want to know.
Of course.
So offended by that. Yeah. Wow.
That, well,
because there was a lot of controversy between the two.
Roger Clemens was
a red ass
type of guy.
Yeah. To not think that's not, to think that's that it's not going to come up.
He was one of those guys that he thought that the louder he talked, the more that people would stop asking
questions.
Yeah, I don't
think he ever heard the phrase insecurity is loud.
I love the fact, I love it when.
Because,
I just want to make sure that my teammates or fans are, I'm not into that the stuff. As long as my guys are the,
it's like, dude, just take it down.
I like it when
we're
guys were really rough on the media, then became them.
Ooh, there's some of,
there's a lot of that. Guys who were really red asses.
Nomar.
Nomar's a good example.
Randy Moss?
Yeah, a little bit.
Randy Moss is awesome on TV.
He's great on TV. Yeah.
He's really good. But
so is Nomar. But when you went to interview him back in the day, that's a dumb question. Why would you ask me that?
A-Rod was never genuine or any of that. Didn't feel like a lot of his answers, but now.
A-Rod's another very specific guy. That's got a very specific sensibility.
Reportedly has a statue. Now, this could be urban legend. A statue of himself as a minotaur.
It's a painting.
It's a painting?
The story I've been told is it was a painting.
Which is no surprise at all.
His body as a horse and his upper body as A-Rod.
Well,
you have a high opinion of yourself.
True or untrue, though, that is so entirely believable with Alex Rodriguez. Yeah. If I told you that Clayton Kershaw, you'd be like, no way.
No
way.
Yeah, exactly.
I think so.
Yeah, he's pretty, A-Rod, I got that one. Sounds right.
You've never been to Costco?
I've never been to a Costco.
How is that even possible?
Because I'm not a member. I've not been able to. I think you need like three people to recommend you to Costco for
like
Masters. Like a country club.
A member.
It's you go and walk in.
Is it like going to Riv?
No, there's three rounds. There's three rounds of interviews. You got to get through all the interviews.
Yeah, I mean, do you pay for membership?
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you fill out an application?
You do.
Well, why?
I don't think anyone's ever been rejected.
What kind of store makes you fill out an
application that are in your favor when you buy in bulk? And that's what they do. They pass the same.
Yeah, how much Parmesan cheese you could have got?
Oh, I know.
It would have been crazy. Hey, Emily, what was your snake draft today?
It was things that other people like that you will never do.
And what were yours?
So my picks were oysters. Running for fun, board games, and being with someone who has a CPAP machine.
The oysters thing is what I thought of.
Oh, a CPAP machine. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. And if you need it,
you'll die if you don't have it.
Sorry.
You're not finding out until later.
Are you an oysters guy?
I know somebody out there with a CPAP machine.
A lot of people have a CPAP.
I have never been more mad that I didn't video something than this story. So if you ever go to Indianapolis, there is a very famous steakhouse there called St. Elmo's.
Sure.
Everybody, if you go there for more than 3 days.
Cocktail sauce place.
Okay. Shrimp cocktails, famous there.
Yes.
So it's Michael Thompson, Bill McDonald, me, and Mike Trudell. Four of us.
Okay.
And we're sitting at the table, and Michael says something along the lines, oh, the shrimp cocktail here is what they're known for. Bring us one of those. And Trudell goes, you guys know I hate seafood. And I went, what do you mean you hate seafood? He goes, I don't eat it. And I go, you hate shrimp cocktail? He goes, I've never tried it. I go, well, you got to try this. And he dips it in the horseradish.
Ooh.
And he tries it, and I've never seen anybody react more violently. Clear
the sinuses?
Oh, my God. He was so
uncomfortable. Was it the cocktail sauce with the horseradish, or was it the shrimp?
I'm not sure. We should call him. It was so bad, though. It was like, oh, like he was grabbing anything on the table he could
drink.
My drink.
Well, everybody's had that bite where it's you love the horseradish, oh, yeah. But you go just a little bit heavy on it, and it just clears your...
Wasabi's like that, too.
Wasabi, same thing.
It was and he was in obvious distress, and all I could do was laugh at him. All right. But it was very funny.
So here are the four things that I will never do that other people like. Okay. You guys do any of these? Would you skydive?
I have skydived. You
would do it?
Yeah. I did it.
I once set it up to do on the air for the beginning of sweeps, and my news director goes, "Hey, I saw on the rundown you're going skydiving." I go, "Yeah, we're going to do it live." I go, "They're going to put a Gojo on me, or what do you call it?
GoPro.
GoPro. Yeah.
And he goes, "We're not insured for that." I go, "I'll sign a waiver." I go, "This is going to be great." And he goes, "What if you die? Your family can sue me." I go, "Not if I sign a waiver, draw up anything you want." He wouldn't let me do it. He killed
really?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would do it.
I went skydiving. It was fantastic.
Would you do it again?
Yes.
You would do it again.
Now, I did it as a static core jump, so I had virtually no free fall. Very small, because the chute is pulled for you as you're falling. It's on a long cord.
Oh, okay.
But I would do a tandem jump now. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, I did tandem.
Short of the plane is on fire and it's my only way off, never.
I think I wouldn't want to do a tandem jump. I think that's not kind of cheating.
No, I don't know,
make you do your first one like
that. You don't
right?
have a choice. You have to hit like I think a certain amount of jumps.
Yeah, I want to do it once, but then I really want to do it myself.
No.
Okay.
Another one that I had, and we've all done this. I know we all have, but at this point in your life, would you ever share another hotel room and a bed with someone that's
not
your wife or partner?
Absolutely not. No way.
No
at
chance,
all.
Right?
I think I probably would. Well, you're
not even like
to
a suite.
The Lakers come to you and said, "Listen, there's been a snafu. You and Michael need to share a room and share the bed."
Michael wouldn't do it.
Would you do it?
No, it would be clean.
I would.
What
Michael
about
would
you and
towels
Trudell?
Everywhere.
Yeah, fine.
You would.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't do it.
Well, here's why.
I couldn't.
I can't be a grown-up
turn. When I was in the fraternity at UCLA, I was in charge of our annual Palm Desert trip. And yes, I may or may not have signed us up as the Young Man's Christian Business League, which the YMBL, which allowed me to stick 16 people in a room. And you know those college trips you would take where people sleeping on the floor and sleeping in the closet, and that doesn't bother me.
And then the last one I had, and this is more of a late adult sort of thing that I've run into, take my shirt off in public.
Really, never again.
Really don't think anybody needs to see
for,
that ever
for again. $100, I'll do it right now.
I'm not giving you, like, if you're willing to do it, that's you. Flip it around the other way, not a chance.
$100?
Right. No.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
He walks into pickup games.
I'm not doing it. You're gonna have to go higher. I'm not gonna do it for $100.
Oh, here you go, $100. Ireland always carries a lot of cash.
I know he does. I know he does.
There's $100.
Nope.
You got 3 minutes left in Supercross Talk.
Can I do it from the other room over there?
You have to finish Supercross Talk, and this is yours.
Well, no, Supercross Talk's done in 9 seconds, John.
Yeah, but I'm saying you got to do it till 1:15.
Not doing it for $100.
Well, you could get off the stream.
Yeah, I would do it for $100.
You could do it during
me?
If you do it after Supercross, you have to 1:15.
I will do one segment of the show without my
shirtless
shirt off for $100.
Yeah, here's one I turned down. The only rules I have for turning down these
are
things.
We on YouTube? Oh god.
Yeah. So here's one I turned down. My only rules when these people give me these $100 dares are: A, will it get me fired?
Yeah.
If the answer is yes, I'm out.
Right.
Two, will it injure me or anyone else? And then if that's the case, then I'm out.
Those are fair rules.
All right. So, but everything else I consider. So here's when they offered me and I turned it down.
All right.
Okay. We were at the arena on our way to the airport, about a 12 to 15 minute drive. Okay. Ride in the luggage compartment under the bus.
You could get messed up in there.
That's what I thought, too. So I said no.
With bags down there? Oh, yeah.
Well, no. I would put two heavy bags and just lay in between them.
Yeah,
but that's on the bottom
risky.
Of the bus.
That's risky.
No, I'm not doing that.
Trudell, I actually have on my list.
Trudell once did.
The overhead.
Yeah. The overhead. Yeah. I actually have on my list of things today is you talk about all these $100 bets.
Yeah.
I won a $100 dare today.
Okay.
I want you to come up with one.
Well, I just gave you one. That one would be too easy for you. I'm surprised Travis won't do it.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. Hey, $100.
Guys, there's a lot going on.
It's enough to buy Bobby new shoes.
that he'd never wear.
Would you go to Peppermint Hippo?
Oh, yeah, the Peppermint Hippo.
Well, if you do, bring a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right. Make it rain.
Yeah.
Saw Air last night. You're right.
You like it?
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much. Very I liked everything about it, except I thought I couldn't get over Affleck as Knight. It looked like Ben Affleck was going to an 80s party. Everyone else felt like they were in the era.
Well, it was the 80s.
I know, but it looked like he was wearing a costume as opposed to wearing.
Pull up a picture of Phil Knight in the 80s, and I think you'll feel better.
He's got that frilly little hair.
The wig was not working for me, and the costuming for that character. Everyone else looked great.
It's hard because he was directing the movie, too. I don't know how people direct and star.
Do you might know. How big of a guy is Phil Knight?
Not.
Because Ben Affleck's
Ben
like
Affleck
6'4".
Is tall. Yeah.
He's a big dude.
He's like, Phil Knight's like my height. Yeah. I'm 6 feet tall. He's like my height.
Look, everything else, though, fantastic. Super Crosstalks, powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger's all about. Mason and Ireland coming up next. Thanks, Mace. We'll see.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. What a fortunate
moment we find ourselves in.
That's right. We're just a couple of days away from game one. Lakers versus Memphis. Yesterday, Ireland, you made your prediction official.
Lakers in four.
I made mine official. Lakers in six. Bergman made his official.
I'm not doing this again today.
Well, we have it on tape.
We have it taped.
you said Grizzlies in six, right?
My prediction overall is going to be Memphis in six.
Okay.
Splash.
That doesn't
even
I'm
Jorge,
not off. I am
even
not off
noted
the
LA sports
though.
Hater Jorge Briones picked the Lakers. Yeah,
look,
Lakers
man, if they played like they did over these last week and a half, 2 weeks, they're not going to play well against Memphis.
It's still a team that has won, isn't it? 10 of 12?
They found wins
Nine
against
of 11,
bad teams.
I think.
But isn't that what they're going to do? They're going to find wins.
You hope
wins.
So? I hope so, absolutely.
I heard Windhorst say on the Travis and Sliwa show that if they're down 0-1, it's not a big deal because LeBron has been down 0-1 something like 21 times and has gone on to win a very high percentage
12.
Of those 12. Okay,
yeah.
So that's pretty good. So now I personally think the Lakers are going to win game one. I think they're going to win game one.
In Memphis.
Wow. Well, they got to win one in Memphis.
You have to.
Win in Memphis in game one.
If they do, it's just a huge gut punch to the Grizzlies.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Memphis has to win that game. If they come out right away as the 2 seed at home, first game of the playoffs on Sunday, and lay an egg, the Grizzlies, I think that just shatters their confidence.
It has to.
I think if the Lakers lose game one, it's like no big deal. Okay, we lost one.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try and get game two. And I won't even panic if they go 0-2. Then it just means Memphis held serve.
0-2 gets scary.
But if the Lakers win game one, then you get greedy. And you say, we came here to get one. Now we're going for two.
Then you break them.
Yeah.
You break them.
Yeah, that which would be awesome.
Yeah. So we got that going on. Dodgers last night actually looked really good.
All right, I have a question for the two of yous.
Okay.
Dodger guys.
Yes, sir.
Trace Thompson against right-handed pitchers. Now,
right.
Trace is a right-handed hitter.
Yes.
After he hit his home run last night, was 5 of 9 off right-handed pitchers with 3 home runs. Yet Dave Roberts won't play him unless the starter is a lefty. Why?
Well, I think, first of all, it's Andrew Friedman
yeah.
who won't play him.
But his splits were better last year against right-handed pitchers,
too. It is a trend. I mean, at some point, maybe you break it. Historically, though, analytically, it doesn't necessarily make sense.
But wait a minute. Isn't analytically looking at those numbers and the numbers say, play this guy against right-handed pitchers?
Well, analytically, though, it says hit left-handers against right-handers.
Platoon. It's been going on for 100 years, but every once in a while, you're going to run into somebody that isn't the norm.
They are. Look, Trace has played his way into a significant role.
But my point is, his role right now is he starts every game against a left-handed starter. I'd start him against some righties, too. I mean, you don't have to start him every game. I know you have a surplus of outfielders, but it's not like there's a drop-off when he goes up against right-handed pitchers. As a matter of fact, he's better against them than he is against lefties.
He's always had reverse splits.
Right.
So this is why it's very odd to me. I'm with you totally. The only thing is, like, against Madison Bumgarner.
Would you only play him against right-handers?
No. I would not only hold him against...
Plays against lefties.
Right,
and then
correct.
If they change pitchers and he's already in the lineup, they just leave him in.
Was that off a righty or a lefty?
So when he started against Madison Bumgarner's a lefty, and he had those three home runs against Bumgarner.
But they weren't all off of Bumgarner, were they?
I believe they were.
Oh, were they? Okay. Yeah.
But either way, he's better against righties.
No, because I'm pretty sure he has three home runs against right-handed pitchers.
Let me look.
So that wouldn't be right, because he only has five total.
Hey, ChatGPT. Right? So, actually, we should touch on that. Morales brought it up. We'll get back into that. Yesterday, I'm going to cop to this. I did use a little bit of ChatGPT.
Apparently a lot. But I mean,
it wasn't a lot.
I don't have a problem with that.
There were like three questions from ChatGPT. It's unbelievable. Who found that out?
Granted LA.
Yeah, that guy did his research and his homework.
You have to cop to it. You were caught.
There were a couple of questions.
So against right-handed pitchers, three home runs. Against left-handed pitchers, one.
Yeah, that's okay. What I was saying. So they couldn't have all been off Bumgarner.
Nope, they were not. You were right.
It'd be interesting to see the way they move going forward. He's batting .316 right now. He should be out there a lot.
Yeah.
He's a plus defender, and he's batting .316.
So what's your outfield then?
And
every
he's
day.
Fast. Well, I don't think they're going to have an everyday outfield, but Mookie Betts should be the only one who's in there every single time.
James Outman should be the center fielder every day.
So what I would do is put Outman in center, put Mookie in right, and then it's pretty much been Peralta and Trace. JD Martinez has almost been exclusively a DH.
He's
right?
only going to DH. Yeah, it'd be Jason Hayward, David Peralta, and Trace. Those are the three guys.
What do you do
that
with
would
Jason
rotate.
Hayward? I mean, he's been hitting
Jason
well.
Jason Hayward's been hitting too.
Very good outfielder.
They've got a luxury of riches in the outfield because they've got really six playable guys who you don't feel bad at. Peralta's really scuffled to start, but I still think he comes
JD
around.
Martinez is a right-handed hitter,
right-handed,
right?
Yeah.
You could always
exclusively a DH.
Well, you could always DH Hayward against righties.
Yeah,
although, to get him into the lineup.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you can mess with this thing a bunch of ways. They've got depth in the outfield. They don't have any depth in the infield.
Correct.
Miguel Rojas had a hamstring, I guess, what did we decide? A
strain.
Hamstring strain.
He said it was because he had it wrapped. And because it was wrapped, it was just got too tight.
And the only other shortstop on the roster is Chris Taylor.
Right, which is just kind of a problem.
He's not hitting.
He's a mess.
Yeah.
He's awful. He struck out again last night. He did get a walk last night, but it wasn't because he drew a walk. It was because he got three balls and then they had a pitch clock violation.
Yep.
So he didn't really even earn that walk.
Gotta love that at sixth inning last night, that epic Freddie Freeman at bat. I mean, 15 pitches.
You know, he fouled off 9 pitches in a row?
After it got to 3-2.
Yeah, 9 pitches in a row.
5 minutes and 40 seconds that at bat went.
That was our first 3-hour game last night. That was like a game from last year or two years ago.
Blame Freddie. 5 minutes and 40 seconds on that one at bat. Freddie is...
He's another guy I would never take out.
No, of course. Now, here's the thing. I think Freddie Freeman is the purest hitter in Major League Baseball right now.
In terms of he uses the whole field, which most hitters don't do.
Has an unbelievable on-base percentage, like high threes, probably over 400 right now. Works the strike zone like nobody. Was 1 point off the batting crown last year in the National League. I just think he is such a pure hitter.
More than Trey Turner?
He had a better batting average than Trey Turner last year.
Didn't Trey Turner win the batting title?
No.
Not last year, two years ago.
2 years ago. Okay. Yeah. Last year, Freddie was 1 point off. Trey Turner's he's an amazing player.
Didn't
amazing
Jeff McNeil player. Win it last
Jeff
year?
Jeff McNeil won it, yeah, from the Mets. He won the batting title. But I just think Freddie is such a pure hitter. I'll hold this. I want to talk to you about Freddie Freeman coming up. And also, I really want a $100 dare today. And it can be anything you want. I want a $100 dare. I know you've got $100. So think about something.
Okay.
We'll do it sometime between now and the end of the show. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, by the way, Mandy Awards go on sale on Tuesday. Morales will be here for a live imaging Tuesday, and we will officially put the Mandy 2 tickets out for the public. It is coming up on June the 10th at Commerce Casino, and I think the voting starts Tuesday also. Do I have that right?
Yes, voting will start on Tuesday.
And we'll find out what the categories are. The categories will be mostly the same, but there'll be some different ones in there, right?
Hey, guys, vote for Jorge.
There'll be some new ones, but there will be that. Please vote for Jorge.
You need Maite say, vote for Jorge again.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, there you go. That's the new slogan. So I was going to, we're talking about Freddie Freeman, who is one of my favorite players to watch. Last night, 15 pitch at bat in the sixth inning. So tonight, John, for the 36th year, my fantasy baseball league will draft.
Okay. Now, who else is in this league that I know?
Ramona.
Okay.
Is the big name. Mike Robin, who's a big TV producer who you've met.
Sure.
As the commissioner of the league. Ramona.
Started on the great LA Law Show.
Yes,
that's
he
how
did.
Long Mike's been doing it.
So here's my quandary. It's an auction draft, so you got to spend a certain amount of money.
It's a snake draft.
It's not a snake draft. It's an auction. Bergman, you've been in this league.
Yeah, 2 years, and it is probably the worst league ever.
It is hardcore.
It is.
You're not in it
hardcore.
Anymore?
No, God, no.
No, okay. He walked away.
No, it was too tough.
So I have $260.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are 8 people in the league. How much on a $260 budget do I bid for Freddie Freeman? What is my ceiling?
And how many players do you need at the end?
24.
But you can get a bunch of guys for a dollar.
Yeah, you wind up getting guys at the end of the draft for a dollar. But how much for Freddie?
So how much is Shohei going for? Like the top guy?
It's only National League only. So,
all right.
Freddie
but if
will
Shohei
be near
was
the top.
In the National League, what would he go for? What will the, whoever goes for the highest amount? What will that amount be?
Probably $50. Do you go to $50 for Freddie Freeman?
I would not. It's too much of your cap space.
It is a lot. It is a lot of room in the
I
cap.
I would, but you watch every Dodger game, so it'd be fun to have.
That's what I
He'll
like.
He'll go for more than Mookie?
Yes, he will go for more than Mookie. It'll be close, but he'll go for more than Mookie.
Do you take pitchers?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I've got a
I'm not sure I'd go north of 35 for anybody.
North of 35?
Yeah. I think that way towards the end of the draft when everybody has kind of blown all their money,
Then
you probably won't even have to go that high.
Yeah.
Guaranteed Trey goes for around $50. Bryce Harper's probably going to go for around
I wouldn't even bid on Harper because he gets hurt.
I don't like Harper.
Yeah, but he's still going to go high.
Oh, he'll go. Yeah, he'll be $45-$50.
Yeah.
The guy I really want is Outman.
Yeah,
I shouldn't be telling you.
They're all Dodger fans, though, so they're all going to know who he is and what he does.
Yeah, but you could overpay for Outman. Could you get Outman for 20?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get him for 20.
You don't think so?
No, probably closer to 30.
Yeah. And see, it's fun having Dodgers, but the one strategy I've had in the past is throw all the Dodgers out there, make everybody overbid, and then wind up with...
Does it rotate which player is up, or does one guy pick who goes next?
Each person will say, okay, I'll put up Freddie Freeman, then everybody bids. I'll put up Mookie Betts, then everybody bids.
So it rotates.
Yeah. But Bergman, you did not like this league.
No, it's tough. First of all, the auction system is very difficult in itself, trying to figure out how to manage your money.
Though. It is.
The problem is that the draft is 6 hours long.
Yeah, it would kill
six
me.
6 hours.
Yeah, I would... I mean, our fantasy football draft is 3 or 4 hours long, and that almost kills me.
Your fantasy football league is way worse than this.
No, what? It's not.
No, yeah, your fantasy football league is the worst league I've ever seen. This league is very hard.
In what respect is it worse?
The fantasy football league is awful.
It's
absolutely the rules are terrible. The way you have to go through it's all dinosaur driven.
Other than that, what's wrong?
Yeah,
you have to take three quarterbacks.
We've probably been in that league for 20 years.
Three quarterbacks.
We?
Oh yeah, at least
we've been in that league for at least 20 years.
Yeah, that's all the fantasy I can handle. I can't handle daily fantasy.
Basketball, by the way, Trudell's league. I finished ninth, beating Sedano, who finished 10th.
Were there 10 guys in it?
No, 14 guys.
Oh.
Ninth of 14.
Who won, Mace?
Brian Kamenetsky.
Why did he win, Mace?
I made a blockbuster trade with him.
And why did you make that trade?
You got snookered.
Because he made a blockbuster trade with me last year when I won.
Okay.
So he just repaid the favor here.
I repaid the favor, exactly. So, John, one of the things about Sunday and the playoffs is that you sent us the... Analytically, the Memphis Grizzlies should win this game.
Okay, so if you're somebody that's super into analytics, everybody has a net rating offensively and defensively, and they have the Grizzlies have the best net rating of any one of the 8 teams that are in the West.
Right, I think they're 3rd in defense and maybe 8th or 9th in offense.
Right, they're top 10 in both, or they're in the top half. How many teams are in like 15 or 30? So 15 would be half. They're the only team that is in the top half in both categories. Other teams, you know, like, are either really good offensively and not as good defensively,
so for example,
or vice versa.
Memphis is 11th on offensive efficiency, and 3rd in defensive efficiency.
Right. Like the Lakers, I'm sure, would be like good on one and not so good on the other. Same thing with like Sacramento, for example, is great offensively and really bad defensively.
Yes.
So if you study that, the teams that normally make it to the finals are teams that are balanced between offense and defense. The most balanced team in the West, if this is a theory you trust, is Memphis.
Memphis is 3rd in defensive efficiency for the season. The Lakers are 3rd in defensive efficiency since the NBA trade deadline.
Right.
So adding Vanderbilt, adding Achimura, adding these guys made a huge difference. Think about this for a second. If we had started the year with the current roster, okay?
Okay.
Where would the Lakers be? In other words, if we started the year with D'Lo and Achimura and Vanderbilt and the guys that we acquired at the deadline and the guys that we jettisoned at the deadline, like Patrick Beverley, where would the Lakers be?
The roster.
Because that does not necessarily cure the ailments of LeBron and AD.
That's right.
I don't think it would be that big of an increase. They won 43 games. I think that would have taken them to maybe 50.
Which would be the 3 seed?
I'm going to tell you right now. I just pulled it up. Sacramento is the 3 seed now. They were 48 and 34. The Lakers are 43 and 39. So, yeah, I think they would have been the 3 seed.
That's why looking ahead, and I'm going to look ahead for a second. That's why I hope Rob in the front office elects to keep this group together for next year.
Well, it just depends on whether or not you want to go for another star or you want to run it back with this group. I think this series that we're about to watch starting on Sunday at noon is going to determine that. If the Lakers make a deep run into the playoffs with this group, if they continue to be elite defensively, if they hit the open shots that LeBron and AD create for them, I think there's a really good chance that you get your wish, that they bring back everybody. If they were to get swept out, don't make the open shots,
sure,
that LeBron, then I think you start looking at,
you know, there's now all sorts of buzz. Kyrie's a free agent.
Damian Lillard did an interview this morning with Stephen A.
Yeah, then you get into third star territory if these guys lay an egg. But I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to play well. I think they're going to win in the first round. And here's something else I was thinking. So, and this was something I heard listening to a podcast yesterday with Bill Simmons and Kevin O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember. I think it was Bill that brought it. It might have been KOC, but I'm not sure. He pointed out that it was Bill. He pointed out that a second round matchup between Steph Curry and LeBron James, Lakers Warriors, would be, in Bill's opinion, the highest rated second round matchup in the history of the NBA. And he's literally written the book of basketball. Bill has studied this stuff forever.
The book is so long.
So
I keep it in the can and I read it whenever I go.
When you're still not done. It came out like 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the can long enough.
If that's true.
Yeah.
That let's just, for the sake
By
of
By the way, I don't think this is an outlandish concept at all.
Do you think each team gets some breaks in round one?
Oh, interesting.
Lakers already shoot more free throws than every team in the league.
Yeah, the Lakers go to the line a ton.
But if you are a conspiracy theorist, Mason, you know I love a good conspiracy.
Yeah.
Will the league do what it can to provide that second round matchup?
Are they going to cook these series?
Well, I don't think they're going to cook them, but maybe we Stay with me.
Yeah.
Maybe Scott Foster shows up a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe in the old days it was Dick Pivetta. Maybe Dick Pivetta shows up a couple of times.
Yeah.
Bring him out of retirement.
Sure.
I've never believed that, but it's fun to think about.
It is.
Would be a monster number.
Oh, my. It would be an unbelievable series.
Yeah.
Unbelievable series. And so you're right.
By the way, Bill fully believes it.
Does he?
What he thinks they're going to cook it? Conspiracy Bill.
Yeah.
Conspiracy Bill is alive and well in this. So it's something to throw out there for discussion.
Okay. Coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Ireland, your wheel today.
Excellent.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. Let's see what comes up today. All right. You are a Major League Baseball team.
Okay.
The dream.
Okay. You're the owner. You get a phone call that says Shohei Ohtani will come to your team if you give him 10 years, $600 million. Do you do it? Greg, let's assume you're Stephen Cohen. You're rich.
Yeah. I mean, I am.
Would you do it for $600 million? Now, Buster says $500 million is too low.
Yep.
$600 million, you get Shohei, Greg, for the next 10 years, and you can afford it. It's just the matter of principle, giving one player $600 million. Do you do it?
I would say yes, faster than Phil Knight in air to Jordan. It would be yes. Jorge? Do it. Done.
Yeah, absolutely. Done.
Mace.
Thought a lot about this, because you could get $600 million.
Correct.
This is basically the same question as I asked about fantasy baseball with Freddie Freeman.
Sort of.
How high do you are you willing?
But this
to
is
go?
A set number, and you'd have him for 10 years. Because 10 years from now, $60 million a year is not going to be that outrageous in 10 years.
Correct. I would do it. I would do it. Somebody is going to do it. You know, the one thing I'll say about, first of all, he's just unbelievable to watch. The performance he had the other night. A lot of people now are sending out links, clips to pitches, and he is unreal. I mean, his pitches are literally unhittable.
So I was talking about with Travis earlier yesterday and today, actually. Is Shohei Ohtani a better hitter or a better pitcher?
He's probably a better hitter, but he's still...
No, I think he's a better pitcher.
He's still... It's harder to find really good pitching.
Every time you start thinking, well, it's obviously the hitter. No, he's actually a really good pitcher. Well, hitter. It's tough. It's tough. I don't think there's an answer to it. I think he's equally great
and
at both.
And do we all agree that there's no way the Angels do that? They're not going to be the team that does it.
You know what? I actually will go even further. I think that Shohei would turn it down if
right,
they offered to
him. I think if you get 10 years, $600 million from the Dodgers or 10 years, $600 million from the Angels, you're taking the Dodgers' money over the Angels' money, yep. Right?
Well, yeah,
the Angels could actually make a better offer and he might not stay.
True.
He could say, you know what? I want to be in New York. Hey, I want to be in Los Angeles. Hey, I want
to
be a gigantic star worldwide.
And when you're talking about that much money, you can probably go to where you want. You know,
you're capped on how big a deal you are when you're in Anaheim.
Right.
When you're in Los Angeles, when you're in New York, you're not capped. I mean, seriously, if he was a Dodger, we would be talking about him every single day. We already talk more Angels than we've talked in a long time just because of him.
More than we'd ever talked with Trout.
Yeah, never with Trout.
He's also very boring.
Yeah, Trout's don't. All right. Shohei's unbelievable.
By the way, the 2 o'clock call of the day is coming up in about 10 minutes.
Right, yeah.
So I want to let you guys know, if you want to be on the show, 10 minutes, we're going to take a random call from somebody and hope they're good. Speaking of baseball, did you guys see this story about the Yankees bat boy?
I'll say no.
Okay. So for years, the Yankees have had a strict rule. No facial hair, no hair below the collar.
Yes.
Even great players like Gerrit Cole and Jason Giambi, when they signed big deals with the Yankees, they got to get their hair cut and shave off their beards. So this week, a bat boy wearing a Yankee uniform at a game came on TV with long hair and red shoes. Both of those things are not allowed. Now, do we have this, Michael Kay?
Yes, we do.
So Michael Kay, who's the Yankees announcer, noticed this, and here's what he said on the air.
Strange to see a Yankee uniform and somebody wearing that uniform with that sort of hair. There are rules. Rules are rules. He's disobeying two of them. I think there's facial hair, and I think there's obviously the hair is below the collar.
But the red shoes.
That's also against rules.
Okay.
Okay.
So Michael Kay
called him out.
Points out on TV that he's wearing red shoes, not allowed, and he's got long, like rocker hair, like Trevor Lawrence hair. Okay, picture that.
Okay.
So he's got long rocker hair. And you used to be in the minor leagues.
Yes. I was actually a bat boy at one point.
Okay. Should the rules that apply to the players apply to the bat boys? Bergman, what do you think?
They should absolutely require the same things. You're wearing a uniform. If nobody else on the team and any part of the Yankees organization is allowed to wear red shoes or have long hair, the bat boys are a part of that. They should not have either.
So the rules are stupid, right? The rules are outdated.
Yes, totally
agree. Stupid.
If Gerrit Cole can't have a big old beard when he's there,
right,
then nobody else can have long hair.
You know, I think he's not a player.
Correct.
If the general manager wanted to have long hair, if Brian Cashman wanted to have long hair.
I think Brian would like to have any hair, by the way.
Yeah, any hair. But, I mean, yeah. If he had long hair, I don't know that the rules would apply.
Jorge, what do you think?
I think he should follow the rules, yeah. He's part of the team in a certain way. So, you're wearing a uniform.
Here's why.
Wait, what is the other side? I mean, it's kind of hard to argue that he should be allowed some sort of carte blanche to be able to do whatever it is he wants.
Well, not whatever it is he wants, but these rules don't keep even the players
right
from doing their job.
Yep.
The job he was hired to do, like let's say he's the best bat boy ever. Do you fire him take him off the field because he has long hair and red shoes?
Well, can't we just change the rules? Can't they just change the rules?
They're not going to change the rules.
The only
team
is
just hair.
Two stupid rules, yeah.
Just facial hair.
I think you probably got to follow the rules. I mean, Michael probably shouldn't have called him out. Leave the kid alone.
Get out
of 12-year-old or whatever he is.
No, he's like 20. He's in a rock band.
He's 20?
Yeah.
He's like 18 or 20.
He's a bat boy at the age of 20?
Yeah. The Dodger bat boys are all men.
Don't
They're
you
like
age
adults.
Out of being a bat boy?
Eventually.
What's but the cutoff age for a bat
I've
boy?
Seen 30, I've seen 30-year-old bat boys.
I did it when I was 12. From 12 to 13. Then I advanced past bat boy age.
Yeah, it's not that world anymore.
Yeah, a lot of Laker ball boys are like young guys in their 20s.
Baseball, that's a job now. That's an actual
what is
real
a bat
job.
You're a clubby.
You're a clubby. A clubby yeah. is different from a bat boy.
Now, what about it? So can a clubby have long hair and red shoes?
I would. Clubby, you don't even see.
Well, here's the thing. Here's where I think you draw the line. If you are assigned a uniform, you got to follow the rules. If you're not assigned a uniform, if I can't tell by looking at you that you work for the Yankees, then you can do whatever you want.
Right. If you're
so
the clubby,
that answers your question about Brian Cashman or the organist or you know
the clubby or the
well, some clubbies wear uniforms and act as de facto bat boys.
Well, if you're a bat, if you're on the field, I guess you got to follow the rules. If
right.
you're behind the scenes, I don't think you got to.
I agree.
Yeah.
But the rules are stupid, which makes this interesting because it doesn't really. I mean, it's an outdated, antiquated rule thing. Like, I'm trying to think. If Ja Morant was a baseball player,
yeah,
and he was as good at baseball as he is at basketball,
right?
Would the Yankees tell him he can't wear his dreadlocks?
Yes,
yeah, they probably would.
Gerrit Cole wasn't allowed to have a beard.
Yeah.
Joey Gallo wasn't allowed to have a beard.
Yeah, you probably would.
You
would not be able to wear.
Steve H on the YouTube says, "Do bat boys get World Series rings?"
That's a very good question.
So if they do, then they have to follow the rules, right?
Do you think a bat boy gets a World Series ring?
I do.
You do.
Maybe not the exact same ring as the players. Like, I have a ring from the 2020 bubble championships. It's not the same ring that the players got. I think you'd give them one of the staff rings.
Yeah, you've got more of a low-key ring that doesn't have
do.
All the jewels and all that
Correct.
Stuff. Does it open? And
yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It does all that stuff?
But it's not in value worth the same as the player rings. I would think they would get a staff ring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they?
I would...
Did you guys give rings out if you won titles back when you were doing it? Were rings a thing?
No,
yet?
Not in AAA. I don't think there was a AAA ring.
Ronnie got one. Bronstein.
Oh, yeah, right. Adam Bronstein
got
a
But I'm sure
Super
he got
Bowl
a staff ring.
Yeah, it's a staff one, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. No, I guess the Bat Boy would get a ring. Do we have anything going today? Do we have a...
Chat fight.
Is there anybody fighting?
No, but they want to. They always want to fight for me.
I fought. I put in a... by the way, if you're on YouTube and you're watching... if you see all caps, that's me. I just shout.
I want Ireland that one day.
You're that guy?
Yeah,
one
I'm
day,
that guy.
I want Ireland to do the chat fight. You'll
oh,
do it, right?
One day, Ireland.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
I know you will.
Any other day, right, John?
Right.
No, I'm already here. And, you know, if they want me to do it on for my free time, I would, any other day.
If any other
but
day.
But if I'm here already, I don't care.
So you always talk about your $100 dares.
Yeah.
I told you, come up with a $100 dare for
yeah.
me. Do you have anything in mind yet?
I have two things in mind.
Oh. Okay.
One you won't do.
What?
You won't do it.
What?
Ooh.
Do you really want me to say it?
Yeah.
I want to know what
You're
it is.
You're 100% sure you want me to say
well,
it?
Well, no. No,
okay.
No, it can't be something I say. Make it something I do. I know what you're thinking. I don't
yeah,
bring
that's,
that up.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what you won't do.
Don't bring that up. That's,
so,
because
the
that's,
other
that's
one.
A thing that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Well,
legally.
Well, you could, but you would break the law.
Correct.
Yeah, but that's part of, you know, you have to be uncomfortable in some way to get the
yeah,
money.
Yeah, I just don't want to break
All
the
right,
law.
So here's what I have in mind.
Yeah.
Okay. You strip down to your underwear. Okay. You sprint, all right, to Tommy Lamb's office. You pound on the door. You yell, 570 sucks. And you sprint back, and I'll give you $100.
Me or him. That is a really tough one.
That is a really tough one.
Would you do it for me? If I do it, will you give me the $100?
You mean you would do it?
If I do it right now, would you give me the $100?
Do you have $100 on you?
Well, he's good for it.
I'm good
Apple
for
pay,
it.
Right?
Apple Pay.
I randomly have $100
Wait a minute. Let me just ask you a question. Would you do it? Is that in your wheelhouse? Would you actually do it, or are you just
there's
trying
only
to,
one. There's
are you just trying to taunt
only
me
one,
into doing it?
There's only one way to find out if I would do it.
Oh!
Okay.
I don't know if... Would John do this?
I don't know. Would you do this?
And literally the only thing you can have on is your underwear.
That's
everything
it.
Else comes
no
off.
No shoes.
No shoes, no shirts.
No service.
By the way, there's a bunch of kids.
I was gonna say that.
There's a bunch of people from USC here who are observing the show and trying to learn to do
radio. Offer expires in 4 minutes.
In how many minutes?
Four.
Four.
4 minutes. Oh, you have to do it right now.
He threw the headphones.
Oh, no way! This is actually happening.
I don't know if we need video.
This is fantastic. This is fantastic.
Oh, my God. Mace.
$100.
Mace.
Right
no,
there.
He's got $100 out right now.
Right there.
This is unbelievable.
$100. Oh. Right there. No. Underwear only. Underwear only.
Oh, my God.
Ready?
He's actually doing
Go.
It.
Go.
Get the door.
All right, play by
Get
play. Mason is into
Go,
the hallway.
Run.
He is into the hallway. He is now sprinting past Amanda in the hallway. Amanda
Everyone's
is covering her eyes. He is sprinting past John Chin. He is running. There are two people running after him. He is knocking on Tommy Lamb's door, and he is sprinting back. I'm going to have $100 waiting for him when he comes back in the door.
John, I can't believe you got him to do this.
This is spectacular. this is so worth it.
Things you ever had him
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and they're holding the door. He's back. He's in a full sprint.
Real $100.
He's coming in. A real $100.
Oh, here he comes. He's coming around the corner.
Oh, man.
Here he comes, coming through the door in his underwear. $100 in hand.
There it is.
Steve Mason.
Mason does it.
It is a final.
What a fortunate moment.
Never been prouder of you.
Best $100 ever. Ever.
I am so proud of you.
What
I am so proud.
Would you have done it if I didn't?
We'll never know. unless you want to give it back to me if I do it.
You would do it?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
If you give it back to him?
I will give it back to you if you do it.
Well, we have to break.
Oh, we'll break.
And then I'll make a decision as to whether or not I'll do it.
Good God. Mason and I are with 710 ESPN.